on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Frustrated service providers from the National School Nutrition Program have vowed to take to the streets next week. They claim they haven't been paid by the KZN Education Department and say they are going to picket at district offices across the province on Monday. Some claim they have not been paid since January this year. Chairperson of the Service Providers Association, Lindani Matuwane, says it's affected their ability to provide meals to learners.
We are requesting a continual situation whenever we are being paid. If we can be paid timely, we would know that to be able to perform. A little bit of increase will go a long way in order to help us to be able to perform.
Eskom says its technicians are working to restore power to several areas across the province that were hit by storms. The power utility says severe rain and lightning storms swept through northern and southern KZN last night, resulting in a number of faults. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has filed this report.
In a statement, Eskom says teams worked through the night to return power to customers. Areas that are still affected include Mtubatuba, Hluhluwe, Juzini, Manguzi, Pongola, Eastern and Margate. Officials have cautioned the public to treat all electrical installations as live and stay away from fallen cables, damaged infrastructure or any hazardous areas. They've called for patience as some areas are inaccessible at the moment. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And as the world marked Workers' Day yesterday, Parliament says permanent employment remains elusive for many in the country, especially young people. Moloto Motapo says there needs to be a policy shift tackling youth and women unemployment.
Parliament will continue to prioritize legislative and oversight efforts to protect the rights of workers, to create an inclusive, prosperous society where all South Africans enjoy dignity, fairness and opportunities.
And abroad, Pakistan-administered Kashmir has called on residents near the border with the Indian side of the region to stockpile food today. It says tensions flare between the arch-rivals following a deadly attack last month. India blames Pakistan for the attack by gunmen on civilians at a tourist site in Indian-administered Kashmir that killed 26 people. Islamabad has rejected the charge. Your top story this hour. Frustrated service providers from the National School Nutrition Program have vowed to take to the streets next week. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za, click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.